Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a sunny Friday. Final hour for us. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks again to Jason Butt for hanging out in the noon hour as well. Joe Patrick going to join us in about 20 minutes from right now. Find out if Joe's going to release another cooking video over the weekend.
Dude, I was just thinking that, man. I wonder what Joe got cooking up in Casa Joe.
Because you know the afternoon guys, Dukes and Bell and Conti and Bo and all those guys, they're doing another cookout this afternoon. And Conti right. had a turkey breast brining. I don't know what the hell Carl had. It looked like all kinds of crazy stuff going on over there at Carl Dukes' house. So I know they're going to do another fun cookout today.
How is Mike Bell in this when Becky doing all the cooking? Becky doing all the cooking and Mike doing all the drinking.
Hey, at least Mike's being honest about it, man.
Like, I know. I love it.
He
I
lives
love
in a
part.
Condo like, in Midtown. He doesn't even have a grill.
I know. But she's baking them. So he's going to eat some baked damn ribs.
Yeah, but you know what?
I know they're going to be good because Becky can throw down, boy. Becky can throw down.
I bet they're going to be good. Hey, Mark Owens is going to join us in about 5 minutes as well. Mark Owens, everybody knows M.O., formerly of 92.9 The Game. Now he's a part of the morning show over at Star 94. And people probably also know this, the in-game MC for the Atlanta Braves. Tonight would have been opening night for him, just like it would have been opening night for the Braves at home. And he'll be at home, unfortunately. So he'll join us to talk about that and how difficult that's going to be and how much he's going to miss it. And he'll probably say some funny stuff too, because Mark Owens is really funny. Before we get to that though, let's tell you what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
He cares about us as persons more than players. Yeah. He deserves it. He really does. I fought for him after the 2016 season because I knew how special he was to lead this team, and for him to get rewarded over and over and over again with the non-championship side, title side. So now it's time for us to reward him on that side.
Yeah, that's Freddie Freeman talking about wanting to do something special for Brian Snitker because Brian Snitker is a special guy. And I know, Fred, you remember in 16, after he took over for Freddie Gonzalez and did a good enough job, obviously, Freddie Freeman went to bat for him and wanted him back. Same thing after 2017. Well, now they've been to the playoffs a couple years in a row and are clearly a very good team. And a big part of the goal this season, beyond just, you know, the individual glory of trying to win a championship, was to try to do something good for a guy who's been in the Braves organization for 4+ decades and get a championship for Brian Snitker as well. Like, eventually they're going to get a chance to play for Brian Snitker again. But yeah. I don't know, like, you know, you think about stuff in these times in the context of, and Brian Snitker's not young. Brian Snitker's only got X amount of years to manage in the big leagues. He's got a really good team this year. I mean, there's a lot of people like this, but it just sucks to have a year where the potential for greatness is there and to have it be delayed. And who knows what's going to happen to it. But, you know, hopefully they get a chance to play for him. And I love what Freddie Freeman's saying there.
Yeah, was Freddie crying right there? It sounded like he was getting real emotional about the whole thing. But I mean, you look at Brian Snitker and what he means to a lot of these players. It seems like he's been the manager for the Braves forever. He really hasn't, but he's been in this organization forever, and he's worked with a lot of these young players like Ozzie, like Freddie, when they were coming up in the system, in the farm system. So, of course, he's seen their development, and of course, they look at him as being a big part of all that. So, yeah, they love that man. They love the man. But my thing is he really the guy? Is he the guy? Me and Sean Chucker would fuss all the time on the weekends about this whole situation with Brian Snicker, if he should go and all these things. And when is winning another, you know, another division title and going to the playoffs but losing, is that enough for us Braves fan? Because if you can't get us over that hump with all this talent, then, I mean, I love me some Brian Snicker. You know I do, but it might be time to make some changes right there.
Yeah, and that was going to be a part of what this season was. I mean, it was a referendum on that being good enough. Making the playoffs and losing, and like, you have to do better than you've done since the year 2001 this year. That was undoubtedly the expectation for the Braves. And look, let's be honest about it. Not just win a first-round series. Go to the World Series. World Series caliber roster, and that's where they needed to get to. If they missed the playoffs, Snitker wasn't going to be back. Even if they made the playoffs and lost in the first round like they did last year, I wouldn't be surprised if Snitker wouldn't have been back. I just hope we get the chance to have those conversations. Like, you know, eventually get to the point where they're playing baseball. And whether it's in November or December, a delayed playoff run, I don't care. Just have it. So we can talk about whether or not Brian Snitker needs to be back for next year. Because if they don't play, he'll be back because nothing happened. You know, like, you don't want that to happen. That would be terrible.
Yeah, I mean, you want baseball, but I mean, we don't know when it's going to happen. But I'm not, you know, how I usually like, I'm going out on a limb. I'm not going to do that, man, because it wouldn't be fair to people and everything to even joke about that, something like that. But I mean, Brian Snicker, he's a beloved manager. We know that. And he's a no nonsense guy. You remember when he set Ronald down, you know, and he was like, hey, I mean, that mess that Ronald Acuña did, it ticked him off something awful.
Yeah.
And for him to sit his star player down like that, I know everybody's like, well, him and Snicker beef. And I was like, this is a young player being disciplined by a coach. And the young player didn't like it. The young superstar player didn't like it. But I think he still respects the hell out of Brian Snicker, just like everybody else.
Speaking of being loved and being embraced, that's what Dante Fowler said he wants. Dante Fowler, one of the newest members of the Atlanta Falcons, was on the radio station yesterday, talked about wanting to be big here in Atlanta.
I'm from the South as well. I'm Southern. I can really gravitate and relate to a lot of, you know, people out in Atlanta. So that's something that I'm super excited about. I'm really excited just to meet the people and get to know, you know, the city of Atlanta. I mean, the state of Georgia, to be honest with you.
Yeah, man, this dude really, really wanted to be here. And it's funny, you asked him that, Randy, yesterday about why that was. And he said, yeah, that rumor kind of got started. I'm not sure where. And then he went on to talk about the Falcons organization and the city of Atlanta. That's where the rumor started, Dante. It's very obvious that you love it here. And you've got a lot of friends that have been a part of the organization as well. So, again, like, the bottom line is whether or not he can get on the field and sack the quarterback. But all the extra stuff, the personality, the fun, the goals that he's setting, and just how badly he wanted to be here, that's all nice, too.
Yeah, man. I mean, you want guys. I mean, it's when you look at free agency and you sign someone with a team, of course you want them to want you. There's two things. You want to get as much money as possible, and you want to go somewhere where you want it. I mean, sometimes just because you want to get the most money, you're not always happy. I'm a firm believer that happened to me going to St. Louis. But, I mean, you're going to a team where that's a hell of a locker room that he's going to up there with Dan Quinn and the other Falcons players. So he's going to be happy. His biggest thing is he got to go produce, Andy. I mean, that's the thing. They brought you in to be the lead dog rusher for this squad that's been missing one for 2 years. So he has to play well to elevate everybody else's game, which – and I'm talking about the other outside edge rushers like Attack McKinley. So many guys get a lot of sacks because there's a lot of good pressure coming from another side.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's all that really matters. It's nice to have guys that have good personalities. It's fun. We started the show talking about how fun it is to hear Dante Fowler's exuberance and saying he wants to break Michael Strahan's record. And there's a lot of fun, exciting, cocky athletes in Atlanta sports right now, which is good. That's fun. I mean, it's all fun for fans to have guys like that. But the reason we love Ronald Acuña is not because Ronald Acuña and Ozzie Albies talk about going 50-50. It's because Ronald Acuña goes out there and he's one of the five best players in baseball. If Dante Fowler says good stuff and is not a good player, no one's going to be cheering for him. Sports fans are very consistent. They like you if you do well. And that's what it is. That's what it's based. It's merit-based. And that's what it should be. Anyway, hopefully Dante Fowler does well. Hopefully we get a chance to see Dante Fowler do well. We don't know. The NFL is still claiming that they're going to be business as usual. They say the season is going to go on as usual. Hopefully that's true. We know that Major League Baseball is not, because Major League Baseball is already delayed. We would be a week into the season, and tonight would be the home opener for the Atlanta Braves. And that would mean that our guy Mark Owens got to do one of the things that he does best, which is get on that big screen and entertain people. Mark, first of all, thanks for hanging out with us this afternoon. Second of all, I imagine it's pretty tough day not being able to
M.O.
do that.
Hey, guys, long-time listener, first-time caller. Really proud to be a part of the show. Thanks for having me on today.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, you know, it's weird. Like, you look on, like, Facebook, and you look on social media, and everyone's just, we should be at Truist Park. And then I'm literally standing in my driveway as we speak. Gentlemen, it is sunny and 75 degrees today. Yep. There is not a cloud in the sky. Do you know the battery would already be so drunk right now getting prepared for tonight's game? This is what just hurts, and how beautiful of a perfect day this would have been. But, you know, circumstances be as they may, you know, not a whole lot we can do about it as far as playing baseball. Hopefully we'll get to it at some point this season. I don't know when, but, you know, I think there will be some baseball at some point, obviously, just not anytime soon.
Mark, you've been a Braves fan for a long time, Georgia fan, all those things. You've been to Georgia's first games. You've been to, I mean, so many beginning of the season events. What is it so special about the Braves season opener?
I think it's because spring is here. It's finally beautiful outside. Everybody gets to shake off the winter clothes. You get to finally stand outside and drink a beer and watch, you know, America's pastime. There's no football going on. And so it's really, outside of golf and basketball, there's really not, you know, that one sport where you get to go outside and participate in a game. I think that's what makes baseball a little bit different, especially in the spring, because you get to be more invested in it. You get to be there. You get to be part of it. You get to drink a beer and hoot and holler, know that the whole season's ahead of you. There really is something special about, I've been working for the Atlanta Braves for what? This will be my 14th season, and opening day really is my favorite because there's just an excitement in the air. This full season is ahead of you. Every year, you know, Braves fans, we are notorious for saying, this is the year! There's so much optimism and so much excitement. So there's just something about opening day, especially at a beautiful ballpark like Truist, that that Braves country really embraces.
Mark Owens, the bunting?
Oh, yeah, the bunting. I love bunting so much.
As in, like, the bunting that hangs around the stadium, or bunting as in squaring up against the pitcher?
Yeah, the stadium bunting. I love it.
You love that. You love the red, white, and blue around the stadium.
Yeah, I do. And Randy's giving me a hard time because I like bunting.
I'm not giving you a hard time. I didn't know which one you meant, and
yeah,
I didn't know that you
like
bunting.
I like laying
like
down a bunt too, but not as much as I like bunting.
I've never heard anybody say I like bunting and not mean in baseball. Not the actual action of bunting.
I'm right there with you. That is a aspect of baseball that I've never thought about. But hey, you know what, Andy, if that's what makes your game day experience that much better, then more power to you. And this year, when we finally get rolling, I'm going to dedicate a piece of Truist Park bunting to you.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate Mark. That. Now, I know that you guys are still going to do something tonight via social media. I know it's not actually going to be the home opener. It's the stay-at-home opener. What do listeners need to know about how they can maybe tune in or be involved with what's going on tonight?
So here's what's happening. This is actually pretty fun. The Braves are hosting their virtual at-home opener, and we are calling it the at-home opener. It's going to be digital. You can find it on the Braves YouTube. It's going to be on Braves.com. If you follow the Braves on Twitter or on social media, Instagram, it's going to be a live show for about an hour and a half. And it's just, look, no one's going to pretend that we don't have baseball. It's not going to be one of those shows where we go, oh, my gosh, this is going to be the greatest year ever. And, hey, everybody come out to the battery and do it. No, because we understand. Like, I'm an employee of the Braves, but I'm also a fan as well. We are suffering as much as the fans are. So this is just an opportunity to get a little bit of taste of baseball. They have exclusive interviews with Alex Anthopoulos, Brian Snitker, all of these by Zoom. Even Freddie Freeman joins the show, and they just talk about baseball. And they're going to talk about, you know, what they miss, what they're doing in the downtime, what they're doing, what could or may happen for the rest of the season. And we're going to treat it like an opening day. We got some special surprises planned. Timothy Miller is going to kick things off and sing the national anthem via Zoom as well. So just to give the Braves fans who are just so desperate for baseball right now, just a little taste of it, just a little sample of just the players and the coaches and the team that we love. And I get to host it, and they will literally have cameras in my basement as we're putting this all together.
That's so cool. And, Mike, hey, we, you know how much we miss baseball. Like, we were going to do some stuff out there with our show, Mark. And it sucks a lot. But, hey, yeah. Like you said, we'll tune in to you tonight and get some of our baseball fixes. I hope Gretchen and I hope Doodle are doing well.
They're good. And you know what, guys, I will say one positive aspect of COVID-19 delaying the baseball season. For the first time in 14 years, I don't have 50 people coming at me saying, "Hey, listen, man, my best friend's cousin's neighbor's coming to town. Can you get me 6 tickets? I know it's completely sold out, but can you help a brother out?" I'm not getting any of that, and that is fantastic.
Well, you just send them to social media, and they can watch what you guys are doing tonight. Mark, we appreciate it, man. Thanks so much. Hopefully
hey,
we
to
get
to
hopefully we get
safe,
to see
man.
You soon. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm
brother.
Seeing you fools upstairs. Y'all be good, buddy.
All right, brother.
Mark Owens there. Obviously not going to be at Truist Park tonight, but again, if you're able, tune in for the at-home opener going on the Braves social media. And I would imagine possibly, Randy, it's a possibility because you know how they like to deck things out and get things ready for opening day. Even though they're not going to be at the stadium, there could be bunting.
I mean, I know the bunting part, but I mean, just the whole thing of just having fun, man. Like we talked about earlier, you know, just the ladies in the ball caps, the ladies with the shorts on and the brazier. My wife, of course, would be overdressed like she is everywhere we go. But, you know, I like that about her. You know, she probably has some heels on trying to walk up them stairs or something. But it's just the fact that the gathering of people and everything to enjoy themselves on opening day, that's the part I'm going to miss. Because I was actually going to come out and go. I was actually going to go with you guys this year.
Yeah.
I promise you I was.
Easy to say that now.
No, I was.
I believe you.
Okay,
I believe
as long as you believe.
You know who else would have been there tonight?
I know Brian just said I don't.
Yeah, Brian doesn't. Joe Patrick would have been there tonight, too. He is our 92.9 The Game Braves reporter. He'll join us next, and we'll talk about some Braves stuff and some Atlanta United stuff. And maybe Joe got into a fight with somebody on Twitter, and maybe he's going to make some more macaroni and cheese or something. We'll find out next. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and the radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a beautiful Friday. Playing a lot of Bill Withers today. Again, if you're just joining us, Bill Withers passed away this morning at the age of 81. Rest in peace, Bill Withers. Give yourself a chance to listen to some of this later, man. Get the mix going. Yeah, me too. I mean, as much as I can, not drinking, but
I mean,
go in nonetheless.
Hey, man. You can listen to this and not be drunk, Andy.
Oh, you can, absolutely. You feel it different.
It's more fun. It's
yeah, it'd be more fun.
Because you start singing a little bit more louder.
Well, you start leaning.
Not strong.
You need somebody to lean on.
Yeah. It's pretty good. No, you're 2 for 2.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You and I were both 0 for 2 yesterday, by the way, in the snack bracket. We both lost. Let's recap yesterday's match. Go ahead.
I knew I was going to lose because we don't got
so
enough.
So did I.
I knew I was going to lose, you know, because who had I lost to was a more name brand product. The product ain't better than what I do, what I eat.
Okay,
but
so
I know I like my chances today because I'm going against you.
Yeah, you are. I don't think I'm going to win a single matchup in the snack bracket. Cool Ranch Doritos beat Turkey Creek Skins 91% to 9% in the first round. No. If you think that's bad, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups beat Plantain Chips 94% to 6%. Who are the 6% of people that voted for Plantain Chips? I don't know, because I know I did. Who else is with me?
I know Magic Fred. Our friend Magic Fred, he likes some skins.
All right, so Magic Fred had your vote, or you had his vote. We both lost our number one seeds, Randy. Pizza Combos beat Hot Chips 62% to, 38%? And Swiss Rolls beat Raw Almonds. So you and I were both 0-2 yesterday.
I need a recount, man, because ain't no in the hell Combos is better than them hot chips. No way.
Hey, man, I don't know. Today's matchups, we got Cheez-Its versus Milky Way, Grandma's Peanut Butter Cookies versus Dark Chocolate Cherry Kind Bar, Ruffles. That's mine, by the way, obviously. Hey, the Dark Chocolate Cherry Kind Bar is delicious. I stand by that. Ruffles Sour Cream and Cheddar going up against Chex Mix, and then Coconut Chips going up against Kit Kats. So there you have it. Go over to at 92.9 The Game on Twitter, and you can vote in our snack bracket. You could also send us your AMA questions either at TBM929 or at Wendy Radio, as well as on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929. We'll get to the AMA in about 15 minutes. Wendy will join us for that as well. Before we do any of that, though, time for some Smokin' Joe Patrick.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday hosts, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
Joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline on what would have been opening day at home for the Atlanta Braves. The home opener would have been tonight. Joe would have been there, obviously, as our 92.9 The Game Atlanta Braves beat reporter. We'll get to that in just a minute. Joe, are you planning on making another cooking video this weekend, though? Because I know that Dukes and Bell and all those guys are doing their grill thing again this afternoon.
I am.
Oh, good. Good.
Keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on that in the 6 o'clock hour, I guess it'll be. Yeah, we're going to go through another Joe Patrick staple of the COVID-19 diet as I progress through my way to gain the COVID-19.
Can you give us a hint, or is it all you have to tune in on Twitter tonight?
You mentioned it last time we spoke. You mentioned it, so people would need to go back and check the tapes on that. I think you might be able to do that on radio.com. But, yeah, you mentioned it. If any listeners were paying attention, they might know what's on deck.
All right. Now, as for the home opener, you would be there tonight. I know you were covering the Braves last year as well. You know, as you're sitting at home thinking about what tonight would have been like, what's on your mind as it goes or as in regards to the Braves?
Well, you know, baseball just plays such an important part of people's lives, especially in this part of the country, and it has really just hit me, just the overall absence of when the weather changes and you see the cars covered in pollen. To me, so much of that represents like you the start of baseball. The way that I work, at least, I don't know if you guys are the same way. You probably are because you're big, huge sports fanatics like I am. But it's like you measure the year, you kind of pay attention to the year with these markers of when sports start up, when these big events are, the Masters, the start of baseball, you know, all these things, and especially when the start of spring happens, that really happens. So I'm just kind of missing that. It's like it's weird having the void of no baseball and having the rest of the world kind of change as it normally would, but some of these kind of markers are not there. So the thing about opening day that's great is not anything that is tactical or strategic about, you know, who would have been starting or whatever. To me, the glory of opening day is just to see the smiles on people's faces, the families that are out enjoying the day, enjoying the night. And there's just an electricity when you go into a building like that, especially, you know, the first game of a season, that is kind of, you can't really recreate it. You can just feel the joy that people have to be there and experience it. And so that's what I'm missing most today. I hope that we can kind of experience that as soon as possible.
Joe, two questions for you. One, do you like bunting? And two, what's your preference? Her dressed in shorts and a baseball shirt and a hat, or her in a sundress with some mid-level heels? There is no wrong answer to that, by the way.
Repeat the second one. Sundress, okay. Heels, or what?
Or the shorts, the baseball shirt, and a baseball cap.
Oh man,
there's no wrong answer.
It depends on the mood, right? Like, am I at like a music concert, or am I?
No, you're at opening day. You're opening day. Opening day, Joe.
If I'm at opening day, baseball jersey, no doubt about it, 100%. Sundress would be kind of weird for me at a sporting event. It would
really
be like a little bit too much. Yeah, like. Oh. I never got the dressing up for sports.
Yeah, I know it's a big thing in SEC country, having like a shirt and tie and having like kind of having a nicer dress to go to a sporting event. Give me the jersey and the hat and, you know, each having a couple beers as well.
Mm, I agree.
You can drink beer in a sundress?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay, so it sounds like Randy likes the sundress option. Randy's leaning towards the sundress, which, again, there's no wrong.
Sundress with the hat. Because I know that's what how my wife would dress. My wife would be wearing no jersey and no shorts. So that's yeah.
Now, back to the important part of that question. What about bunting? Are you a fan of the decorative bunting like I am?
No, don't phrase it like that, Andy.
What, did I bias the question by saying it that
yes,
way?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Okay,
you
let me ask it to you like a journalist. How do you feel about bunting, Joe?
So I'm okay with bunting, but it has to be taken down. Like it needs to be on a certain occasion, you know, 4th of July, opening day. That's fine. But you can't just leave it up. That's like me with my Christmas lights. You know, I just like, I get too lazy. I put them up and then I decide I'm going Mexican themed for Cinco de Mayo. And then I just make up reasons why the lights are still up.
No, I agree. I mean, and that's what makes bunting special. You have it only on special occasions. It's very patriotic and also symbolizes the beginning of the season. You could leave it up for the opening series. Like you have it tonight, tomorrow, and on Sunday. And then you just kind of go back to normal. Then you bring it back for 4th of July and there we go. But I'm glad that you're a fan of it as well. We'll have plenty of bunting on our front porch come 4th of July. And now everyone knows that. The other really important question is, how many wins would Felix Hernandez have by now?
One. He would definitely have one win.
Okay, good, because he'd only have one start. Yeah, but he went 9 innings, he struck out 13, and he only gave up 2 hits.
That's right. It's funny. On opening day, what would have been opening day, I put out Mike Soroka's line. In a parallel universe, he threw 6 innings, 4 hits, no walks, 5 strike. You know, it's like there's a classic Mike Soroka line that you could totally envision him having. I got to say, though, with the way, kind of on a more serious note about the way that the Braves pitching situation is happening, the spring training, and how it will parlay out into what this season might be, I think the Braves are actually pretty well suited now having like 6 guys who could potentially start for you, because my guess is that rosters will be expanded. I think that will be an agreement that the players and Major League Baseball come to as an injury prevention. And so as an injury prevention measure, and I think that the Braves are well suited to have those guys now all available to pitch for you. And, you know, there's going to be a lot more stress on bullpen and longer relievers because pitchers aren't going to be able to go as long when the season first starts. So I think there's a lot of benefit to having to being able to use a Kyle Wright, use even a Cole Hamels or whoever you want to designate as those guys who can come in long out of the bullpen early in the season to help you eat up those innings.
So you're saying that you said more relievers. So that's a possibility that that dude is going to get in and mess some stuff up.
Yeah. Did you see Luke Jackson posted a picture on Twitter of like memories of his opening, his first appearance from last year, and it was like him sadly walking off the mound?
Yeah, I saw that miss, and I didn't think it was funny at all.
Randy, that's a high level of self-awareness right there.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, Luke is an interesting guy, man. He is an interesting character. I always enjoy talking to him because he's very non-professional athlete. He will talk to you just like you're his buddy, and so I do respect that.
Sounds like a good guy.
Yeah. I just thought it was very funny and appropriate that somehow he would post one of a very well photoshopped graphic of one of his most miserable appearances from last year.
But you know what, Joe? I'll take that if we can have baseball.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I would love to be listening to Randy talk about how annoyed he is with Luke Jackson right now, because that would mean baseball was happening. Anyway, Joe, we appreciate it, man. Try to enjoy the night tonight.
Brother.
Can't wait to see the cooking video tonight, whatever it is that you decide to make. And be safe over the weekend, man. Wash your hands.
Sounds good. You guys do the same, and hopefully I get to see you all soon.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
We agree. Hopefully we're all able to get together soon. That's Joe Patrick, Braves reporter for 92.9 The Game, as well as Atlanta United reporter for 92.9 The Game. He doesn't have anything to report on right now, so he's releasing cooking videos. And again, I cannot encourage you enough, at JAPatrick200, having some fun with cooking on a budget. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Time to get your questions in either on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929 or on Twitter at TBM929 or at Wendy Radio. We will wrap up the week with some good, fun questions coming up next. Make them weird. It's Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app. All right, final segment for us here on a Friday afternoon, final segment of the week as well. Thanks again for being with us all week long, whether it's on the radio.com app or you got the radio in your house, whatever it is. We do appreciate you letting us be a part of your stay at home and your quarantine. Or if you're an essential worker and you're out there doing your normal job, thanks for letting us be with you there too. We're all just trying to have some fun and get through this thing together. We bring Wendy in now for the AMA as well. How you doing, Wendy?
Hey, guys. I'm still here on the couch.
How's the couch doing, by the way?
The couch is going to have a dent in it by the time this is all done. I have it moved.
Yeah, I was thinking that about ours, too. Like, because Boone likes to sit there on the back of the couch and look out the window, and it's just happening a lot more right now because we're just home all day long, so he's out all day long. And that part of the couch just has a divot in it. Like, we're going to need a new couch by the end of this thing.
You just have to keep moving to different parts of the couch in order for the divot not to happen. So that's what I'm trying to do.
All right. AMA questions, ask us anything, either on Twitter, at TBM929, or at Wendy Radio, with Solomon Brothers Diamond text line as well. We'll get to some takeaways of the day in a minute. Dukes and Bell coming up next from 2 to 7. Let's start here. Randy, are you still broadcasting from your wife's she shed?
It ain't my wife's she shed, man. All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a picture. So make sure you go on my Twitter, Randy Mac 81, and take a picture of where her she shed is, okay? This is the sunroom where everybody can come and chill out. Nobody ever sits in here because nobody actually walks through here because it's Delilah's home. And I'm surprised y'all did not hear her snoring earlier because she was cutting up earlier.
That's the room that when you have people over for parties, that's where all the food generally
is. This is where all the food is. Yes. Yes, so y'all ain't got to go actually in the house. So yes,
and we got a shed delivered. Yesterday, it's not a she shed. It's gonna be for tools and stuff, but that's part of the weekend to do list. I got to put together a shed this afternoon or tomorrow, probably tomorrow.
There you go, buddy. I'll be pressure washing stuff.
Ooh, you have a pressure washer? You have one, or you rented one?
No, I have one.
Well, I may have to ask to borrow that at some point.
No problem.
That's awesome. All right. Here's one from Brandon. Which is the sweetest? Ken Griffey Jr.'s swing, which, by the way, today is the 31st anniversary of his Major League debut.
And I'm so surprised you have not mentioned it yet.
Yeah, somehow I made it to the end of the show without talking about that. or Klay Thompson's three-point shot. Which is sweeter, Griffey's swing or Klay Thompson's shot?
Oh, Griffey's swing.
I think so, too.
Like, Klay has a great great shot, but there's nothing – I don't – I think there's been a better swing than Ken Griffey's. I mean, it's just effortless.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I'm lucky to be there for a lot of those swings and a lot of those home runs and all that. Actually looking at a Ken Griffey Jr. bobblehead right now in which he is swinging. All right, here's a fun one for everybody. This is from our buddy John, the Miami fan. What's the worst liquor you've ever drank before? For him, it's Rickolov vodka.
Uh-huh. I don't know what the hell that is. I know for me... And I forgot what it was. One of my neighbors, somebody gave me this damn Brazilian liquor, man, that, like, you had to drink it, and it went from, like, sweet to sour. And when I mean sour, Andy, I thought my mouth was going to explode. It was the worst-tasting damn liquor I've ever had.
That sounds ever. Awful. God, that sounds awful.
Awful.
I had some beers one time that were finished in a tequila barrel or something like that. Those were disgusting.
Gross.
But the worst liquor I've ever had is Aristocrat whiskey. Like, I don't know, like, if it's bourbon or whatever. It wasn't. Is the brand is Aristocrat, and I had never heard of it. It was the well liquor at some crap bar we went to last time I was home. But Ashley was like, "Oh, the Aristocrat. That's what we used to drink in college." And I understand why they call it that, and why you would drink it in college, because it was disgusting. What about you, Wendy?
Any kind of peach schnapps, I'm done. I can't do it. One sip, no.
Yeah, schnapps can get you. Do you guys know when the Falcons uniforms are going to be released? Anybody know?
No.
I have no clue.
I don't either. All right, what's the sickest you've ever gone to work? Yeah, what's the sickest, or maybe even most hungover, that you've ever gone to work? Was it maybe it was an NFL football game? Maybe it's 92.9 the game? I don't know.
My first, the most hungover I've ever been was my first Friday practice of my rookie year. When I let every ball in and it's Corey and JV's fault. And I guess I'm calling y'all out, Corey and Javaris and Rob Brandon. It was their fault. They got me real drunk. We stayed to a strip club till 5 o'clock in the morning and I had practice. I dropped every ball that was thrown at me, got cussed out by my coach, and then almost got benched. But went out there and had 4 for 81 in a tug in my first NFL game.
So you didn't learn your lesson at all. You got yourself out. Great. I could just get hammered every Thursday. I'll be totally fine.
If you didn't think I would have got drunk every Thursday after that.
Well, yeah, I mean, at that point, it was a good luck charm. You had to keep it going. I had what's it called? I had bronchitis last year doing some Hawk stuff and doing the night show. It sucked because anytime I wanted to go to laugh, I would just break out in a coughing fit. People may remember, probably not, anybody who listened to the night show back in the day. There was a time last year where I would just have to, we even made a drop for it. Jarvis would play a drop that said, "Please excuse us, Andy is coughing now." And then I would turn my microphone off and just cough for 45 seconds and then come back. That sucked. That's the worst
That's
thing I've
nasty.
Dealt with.
Nasty.
Yeah, it was awful. It was awful.
I've been sick the night before a game, and there was a chance I wasn't going to play. Dude, I had a fever. I had the chills. I had the flu. But then woke up that Sunday. I was like, you know, that's how you feel. I said, but I'm going to play anyway. And so I went out there and played. Had a pretty good game. But, playing sick sucks.
Yeah. Do we have any good ones on the text line, Wendy? Sorry, we didn't do that yet.
All good. Someone asked, will you allow Baby Bunk to eat whatever snack she wants, or will she be forced to enjoy kale?
Oh, no, I'm not going to be ridiculous about that. I know that'd be a quick highway to get Baby Bunk to hate me, is to try to make her just eat the way that I do. So also with the grandparents she's going to have, she's going to be so much junk food. Yeah, no, she's
especially with Miss Davis and their dad and that cotton candy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She might get a cotton candy maker for her first birthday, knowing Ashley's mom. So, no, I'm not going to make her eat the way that I do. She would hate me immediately.
Who is more maddening, number 77, Luke Jackson, Vic Beasley, or the Falcons' offensive line?
Who you talking to? Because that damn 77. And I'm pretty sure he's a cool cat to hang out with. But, boy, because I know he know I talk about him. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it ain't nothing for me to slap him in the face. But, yeah.
Who is the biggest chump you faced in the NFL?
Biggest chump?
Yeah.
Probably Robert Ayers. He was a chump. Oh. He was a cheap shot little chump, man. Yeah.
I'm glad you were just straight honest about it. You had it right on the forefront of your memory.
Dude, I'm you know me. I get along with everybody. I don't like that cat.
Obviously. And if Randy doesn't like you, it's your fault. Because Randy, you pretty much like everybody except for Robert Ayers and Luke Jackson. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies first, let's start with Wendy Adams, who's broadcasting live from the couch. Takeaways of the day, Wendy.
I learned today that liquor and package stores are considered essential, and thank goodness for all of us, we can still have access to our booze.
Thank goodness. We had to dispel rumor. There's a lot of people going to be stocking up on booze tonight. Nothing wrong with that. What about you, Randy?
Talked to Brian earlier. He just moved into his new apartment over in Dunwoody, and he said that there's a pond. I said, are you going to go fishing? He said he don't give a damn as long as there's liquor and water.
Yeah, Brian's new apartment sounds really nice. Like a zen garden in the back and a pond. It'll be a good place for him to try to work on that ego.
Yeah, because we know how he is.
Speaking of Brian, let
this one go. Let this come in real quick. All right. Because you know what it is, Andy. It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Brian's takeaway of the day. Eli Apple still breastfeeding. Joe Patrick has a new cooking video coming out tonight at 6 o'clock. And Randy's going to have a Bill Withers party this afternoon. We all should have a Bill Withers party this afternoon.
You're damn right I am.
And my takeaway of the day is that you can't go commando in jeans because the jeans are too rough. All right, guys. Everybody have a good safe weekend. Listen to some Bill Withers. Talk to you guys on Monday.
Watch out now!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.